This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Terry Robinson. Terry, welcome to the show.
Joe, thank you so much for inviting me.
Terry, what was your reaction on Friday when you heard the news?
Well, I'm pleased, but I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop and for the judge to actually publish his decision, which will give us the real details.
What are you expecting those details to be, and what comes after this? This is, you know, it sounds like this is just a pause. What's the next move in your opinion?
Well, the basic thing is that what we want is the Department of Transportation to do the project in accordance with the law. And so if you do it legally, the things are already on the books, the State Environmental Quality Review Act, what they call SEQR, the environmental laws, just to do what you're supposed to do, the way you're supposed to do it, and it will lead to what is the right decision. What we want is the right project for this whole project. We don't want to just stop things. We don't want to not do something. What we want to do is the right project for Humboldt Parkway and really the rest of the city, because it's not just a, you know, 1 mile or 2 mile stretch of a construction project. It's a regional project that really affects the whole city of Buffalo and the region, the Western New York region.
Terry, what do you believe is the right project? Do you have a project in mind, what you would like this finished project to look like?
Joe, I think it's a very simple thing. And if you do the right thing the right way, and that is basically to restore Humboldt Parkway, the pinnacle of Frederick Law Olmsted's park and parkway design in America, a landscape genius. But anyway, we restore the best designed city in the world with the arterials, Tennessee, Ferry, Utica, all of those. You restore the elegant arterial system. You do the overlay that Frederick Law Olmsted design, which is basically to put a city in a park and to connect parkway settings throughout the city, and then to restore the project area, which is, the four kind of disadvantaged communities along this toxic tunnel, this concrete canyon that's the 33. So basically, restore the 33. Put back in the what I call the mid-city corridor, the grid that was the fruit belt in downtown. Put back in a parkway setting through the Skajakwita corridor, which goes, you know, from Agassiz Circle there at the edge of Delaware Park all the way to the 190. And it's kind of a one roadway plan. Very simple. Just do it well, do it properly. Replace this Robert Moses design, auto-centric, mid-1950 expressway concept with what worked as a city design project, and we include our neighbors in things to figure out what's the best way to do our whole regional transportation network going forward for the next couple, 20, 30 years.
Terry, you brought up Agassiz Circle. You know, brings up a lot of memories. My alma mater used to be on Agassiz Circle. They went out of business, but spent many times, many years there. Terry, you know, I hear from, I talk to you, I talk to Matt Deering a lot about this, and, you know, a lot of people in the area seem to want exactly what you guys are calling for. Has anyone in the state, in state government and local government, you know, given you guys time and maybe been convinced that that's the way to go and that's the popular opinion of the people who will be the most affected, the ones who live there?
Joe, it's not, this is the thing. They've gone exactly in the opposite direction of recommending this toxic tunnel thing. This whole concept of while it started off to be a $1.5 billion project, will probably be a $2.5-3 billion project to do a tunnel that was a bad design 50, 60 years ago. But even then, you no longer have 3,000 employees going to the Trico plant. You no longer have a Bethlehem Steel or a Ford stamping plant the way you used to have downtown. All of the population, all of the industry, all of the retail that used to exist 50 or 60 years ago is not the same way that it was. So they're planning something based on 60 years ago of a project that was supposed to transform the city from 500,000 to 1 million people. Instead, it transformed the city from 500,000 to 250,000 people. It drained everything in between. And we're saying, this isn't only for the people that live on Humboldt Parkway and in the areas of the quote-unquote east side. And we're talking about what's the best way for the people that live in Cheektowaga, Amherst, West Seneca to move in this place in a way that says, hey, back in the day, they used to have the Beltline. They used to have trolleys. They used to have ways for people to get around the city without necessarily driving automobiles, looking for a $20, $30 a day parking space, congesting up. We're saying, think about it in the most sustainable, environmentally sound, the thing that benefits people the most way. And it's like a no-brainer. It's simple. It's like, no, you don't need the pollution. You don't need the congestion. You don't need the 60-year-old idea of a expressway as the best way to build a city, to enjoy life within the city, to connect to the city. My grandfather used to walk from Florida Street to the Broadway Market, okay? People used to go from, they could live in the community that they wanted. They could live with the people they wanted. They could do that, but at the same time, they could flow. You could go to the Revelot. You could go to the Zanzibar. You could go to the Pine Grill for those types of things. And it was a multicultural, the city of good neighbors, because it was the city of good neighborhoods. That's what we want.
Do you think the state skimped out on the environmental study because it will show the impacts of the toxins from the cars at the ends of those tunnels?
Well, we know that that's a fact. They haven't done any of the epidemiological stuff. But here's the problem, is when once we started doing this thing, we realized the state is the bad actor when it comes to a number of environmental things. They're the bad actors when it comes to the stamp project in Alabama. They're the bad actors when it comes to the logging of old growth forest in the Zor Valley. They're the bad actor when it comes to putting a toxic tunnel through the middle of a residential neighborhood that completely eliminates a genius piece of the Olmsted Parkway. They're the bad actors in the combined sewer overflow, where they say, again, that there's no long-term or short-term environmental impacts when you're talking about how you distribute the sewage and the water treatment facility for the city over the next 10 or 15 years. They have become a too-big-to-fail enterprise that has no regard for what the people of the areas affected are are going to feel. No, they just steamroll over us. They steamroll over the Tonawanda Seneca Nation in Alabama. They steamroll over the rural population in Gowanda Collins. They steamroll over the disadvantaged community here in the city of Buffalo. Enough. Basta. Enough.
Terry, you know, I've seen a lot of pictures. Obviously, this has been a main talking point for us here in local media. I've seen a lot of pictures of the old Humboldt Parkway and what it looked like before the 33 came through. How close to that do you think could be restored if given the chance?
It can absolutely be restored, but we can do things in a better way, Joe. Like, I used to walk under a cathedral of elm trees when I was the altar boy at St. Francis de Sales. St. Francis de Sales Church was put up in 1927 across from the guy that designed it, who happened to be George Beadle, who happened to design Buffalo City Hall and who lived on Humboldt Parkway until he was old and infirm. And Frank Felicella, the commissioner, used to live across from St. Francis de Sales Church. And the Skajakwita Creek used to cut across what was Humboldt Parkway and led all the way to the 1901 exhibition. All of these things had happened. You know, I mean, the W.E. Du Bois left at the foot of the Skajakwita to form the NAACP. The Perry's Fleet left at the foot of Skajakwita. All of this stuff, that last 3 miles of the 800-mile journey on the Underground Railroad, well, folks paralleled the Skajakwita Creek instead of going down the ferry road. All of this stuff is there. It's extant. It still lives. Except what you would do now is if you planted the Humboldt Parkway, you would have the kids at the science school, at Mikowski, at Tanisha, they would be looking at this thing and planting it in a biodiverse way that protected the monarch butterfly, that protected the endangered species along there. In other words, it is the past, the present, and the future all at once that can be done in a sound, environmentally way. And what we're saying is just the same way Buffalo has been an innovative leader for the last two centuries, that we go into our third century in 2032, proving that environmental protection is a way to develop economic communities and social communities, cultural, the environment is all that stuff. So we do it the smart way. We can show folks how to move forward into the next century in an environmentally sound, climate conscious, smart way. You don't need all this other crazy stuff. I mean, yeah, carbon capture with the 300 or 400 trees that you're putting in there. You know what I'm saying? You eliminate the heat sink. You eliminate the, it doesn't take a rocket science to know belching 70,000 cars a day through a residential area are going to create the highest asthma, the lowest, life expectancy, the high incidence of cancers and pulmonary cardio illnesses. Yeah, duh. So you have a brilliant, the proof of concept is Elmwood Village, which for the last 20 or 30 years has been one of the top 10, 15 neighborhoods in the country because it was the place that links Klein Hands and AKG and the science. You know, this it's there. It's there for you to see. You don't have to design anything new. All you got to do is put back what was there, which was the best design in the world. That's how I really feel about it. Well,
Terry, I know more will come of this, obviously, as you said, waiting for the judge's decision to be posted, and we'll go from there. Terry, before I let you go, mayoral contest coming up, and your name's been mentioned. What are your thoughts on how everything's been handled so far with these forums?
Well, you know what? It's been a rigged process, which it always has been, and I understand that politics is a hard knuckle sport, right? But right now we're on the edge of making this, like I say, moving our city into the third century. Let's have people that talk about things that are done legally, that are done correctly, that are done to the benefit of all of the citizens of Buffalo. Labeling people and pitting them against, we're not into that. What I want to hear from the candidates, what I propose is that we spend $1 billion, we spend it the smart way, that we spend our money to the benefit of the people instead of the power brokers behind things, and that we do it in a way that moves us forward into the next. I'm waiting to hear that. I want to hear that we put $500 million into this project area by local labor, by local design, creating craftsmen, artisans that restore the beauty of our unique city in a unique way and address Buffalo as what it should be, which has always been one of the leading cities in the world, much less the leading city in the country. And so we're north, south, connected, right, left. We just have a wonderful opportunity to do it the right way. That's all I want to see.
All right. Terry, always great talking with you, and look forward to talking to you in the future as we learn more about the 33 and the future of the Kingsley 10 Expressway.
Joe, we certainly appreciate. We want to be where we are right now with this decision. Without the media having been in there and provided the oversight and say, hey, is this the right way forward? So let me tell you, brother, we just appreciate you making this a public issue like it should be.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.